Good morning. I'm Marcy De Jesus Roof, as Mary said, and I'm here today to tell you a little bit about the Buddy Readers Ministry, a ministry that I've gratefully facilitated for the past 7 years. And I really want to thank you for having me in today to talk a little bit about this ministry. So, what are the Buddy Readers? Well, let me start with a little story. One cold and gray Monday morning last winter, I was reading Juno Diaz's new children's book to my buddy reader named Maria. This book is about a little girl who is trying to remember her home country, the Dominican Republic. She, you see, was just a baby when her family arrived here, so the book says this little girl couldn't really remember very much. So she sat down under a tree and she rubbed her temples like her grandmother's psychic. I stopped reading and turned to Maria. "What is a psychic?" I asked. Without missing a beat, Maria explained, "A psychic is kind of like a little friend who like helps you and gets you out of tough situations." I thought about this for a minute, and suddenly it dawned on me, and I burst out laughing. "Oh, you mean a sidekick," I said, "like Robin is for Batman." "Exactly," said Maria, "a psychic." What are buddy readers? Well, Maria actually pretty much hit the nail on the head. We are both psychics, helping to imagine a small child's future as vast and amazing. We are people who see the beautiful potential in our buddy readers and help our buddies see it too. And buddy readers are sidekicks as well. We are guides, helping and supporting, but hopefully not getting in the way of our little heroes learning. We are helpers on the side, whispering into a child's ear, "Keep going. You're doing great. That's fabulous. Wow." Buddy Readers began over 7 years ago with a tiny group of very dedicated folks, and we have grown to over 50 truly amazing volunteers who help out in all kinds of different ways. Many of these folks read every Monday morning for 1 hour to one child in grades kindergarten through second at the World of Inquiry School number 58 here in the city of Rochester. We are not really tutors. Others are much better prepared to drill students on their skills and understandings. We're not exactly teachers either. Quite a few of us have never been teachers. Instead, we are printers, business folks, housewives, waitstaff, truck drivers, and all kinds of different occupations. Yet our impact is real and meaningful, and it comes through the simple act of reading. Reading, talking about stories, and listening. Listening deeply. As Fred Rogers stated, the most important thing is to listen. We listen to children read, we listen to their ideas, and we listen to their stories, some of which are delightful and some of which are heartbreaking. Sometimes, like the Good Shepherd, we take physical care of our little buddies. A few years ago, one of our volunteers named Betty realized that her little buddy Lila was dirty and bruised. Betty talked with Lila and listened. She learned about her mother's abusive boyfriend, information that she then shared with Lila's teacher. Social services, fortunately, was able to intervene and to work with the family to make things better. Another volunteer, Patrick, read with Michael. Michael wanted nothing more than to be able to play games with his classmates. Yet his impulsivity and very, very poor behavior choices meant that he was often isolated. As Patrick described it later to me, he decided to channel Father Jim. Maybe with a little bit of Mr. Rogers thrown in for good measure. And Patrick talked with Michael about how today is a new day, and that Michael was very special, and that he could make good decisions. Finally, for the last few weeks of school, Michael was able to play reading games with other buddies. But how do we know that we're successful? Uncle Ray, one of our early volunteers, worked for 3 years with Kyle. From kindergarten through second grade, Kyle wanted nothing to do with reading. Nothing. Fortunately, Uncle Ray discovered that Kyle had artistic talent and a real eye for detail. He continued to bring in beautiful, colorful books with unique illustrations. Kyle continued to refuse to read. Until finally, at the beginning of third grade, Kyle grabbed Uncle Ray's hand, had him sit down in a chair, and proceeded to read him an entire book. How do we know we're successful? One of our buddies, Joe, asked me that question a few years ago, and it's provided me good food for thought ever since. We hear great stories from our volunteers and the little buddies, and our buddies' teachers tell us that children become much more self-confident, that they persevere longer, and that they become more determined to learn. We volunteers watch every week as little by little our buddies grow and learn and prosper from the time and attention they receive. These, of course, though, are anecdotes, not data that can be described but very well by numbers. At the time Joe questioned me, I had to tell him that we don't actually have clear data proving that what we do makes a difference. We have to act on faith. It is our deep belief and faith that what we do impacts children positively. Today, however, we finally have some tangible proof that what Buddy Readers helps children learn to grow in does make a difference. There's real data now. We all know that grit, determination, and perseverance are the keys to academic success. And really, success in life, too. What we didn't know before now was how to help people develop more grit, perseverance, and determination. Because, you know, simply telling them to get more doesn't usually work. Neither just trying to force kids to have more willpower. So why is it that our little buddies seem to develop more grit, determination, and perseverance? Dr. David DiSteno, a researcher at Northeastern University in Boston, discovered that grit, determination, perseverance, and even willpower itself all stem directly from three somewhat softer character traits: gratitude, compassion, and pride. Gratitude, compassion, pride. These are what Buddy Readers help children develop. This past year, for instance, our volunteer Tom picked up his little buddy Frankie from kindergarten every Monday morning. And every Monday morning, Tom would ask Frankie, "How was your weekend, Frankie?" Until finally one morning, Tom picked Frankie up as usual, and Frankie looked up at him and said, "So how was your weekend, Mr. Tom?" Tom modeled gratitude, showing Frankie how glad he was to see him each week and how grateful we all are to be in that school and have them let us work with their kids. Tom always showed compassion towards his buddy, especially when Frankie sometimes stumbled. Tom continually told him that he was doing great to keep going and assured Frankie that he was going to be a fabulous reader. And Tom taught Frankie pride, pride in a job well done, with high fives all around, pride in being a part of such a kind, fun, and caring group, and pride in learning a little more every single day. Gratitude, compassion, and pride. Who knew? There is, of course, a time and a place for tutoring, and we do a good amount of practice and light tutoring during our visits with our little buddies. But there must also be a time and a place for kindness, for the gratitude and compassion and pure joy of reading with little friends. After all, do any of you know anyone who turns to phonics in his or her hour of need? No, I didn't think so. As Maya Angelou said, people will forget what you said. People will forget what you did. But people will never forget how you made them feel. These days, we hear and read over and over again about how bad our public schools are. We read crime statistics that often make us worried about our safety when we drive through city streets. Although there are some bad things going on, I try to remember the words of Fred Rogers. Mr. Rogers said, "When I was a boy and I would see scary things in the news, my mother said, 'Look for the helpers. You will always find people helping.'" He continued, "To this day, especially in times of disaster, I remember my mother's words and am always comforted by realizing that there are still so many helpers, so many caring people in this world." If you have an inclination to help buddy readers in any way, please keep an eye on the bulletin. There will soon be announcements about future plans for our buddy readers. And please pick up a flyer in the back of the church. I want you to know that this is a group of really caring and dedicated helpers. I know there's a number of you in the audience today who have been involved in buddy readers in one way, shape, or form over the years. So if you've ever had anything at all to do with buddy readers, would you please stand up? I know there's a bunch of you. I saw the shirts. Please feel free to ask any of these folks what Buddy Readers really is all about. All of us have our stories. Next year, we hope to expand into a small pilot program at a bilingual school, and volunteers will have an opportunity to read in the afternoon instead of just on early Monday mornings. There are so many opportunities to read, to substitute, to help with books, to help with puppets, and to be a helper in so many different ways. You know, what I most love about Spiritus Christi is that we are pretty much a bunch of really ordinary people. Ordinary people who together can do extraordinary things. To quote Mr. Rogers one last time, the most important question is, what are you going to do? Thank you so much.